أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، the topic of our today's lecture on fiqh is وقت فریضت المغرب، that is the time of the obligation of the Maghrib prayer. So in this we will discuss in a sequence that first of all we will discuss its time with reference to its beginning. That's fi waqtiha min haythul ibtida. And after that we will discuss its time with reference to intiha and the common time, and then we will discuss the time of the Salatul Isha with reference to intiha and its absoluteness. So first of all, the Waqtul Maghrib min haythul ibtida, that the time of the Maghrib prayers with haythul ibtida fil fiqh al imamiyya, that is according to imami fiqh. And the whole ummati islamiyya and all the fuqahae muslimin, they are united on this point that the first time of the salatul maghrib is the ghurub shams, is the sunset. That sunset, after sunset starts the first time of the Salatul Maghrib. And the objections and the differences of different fuqaha is regarding that whether by ghurub or sunset is just meant the disappearance of the circle of the sun from the view, or does it mean that the redness on the sky which is gone from the east side. So is that the point that defines the ghurub shams? So these are two views, and may some of the fuqaha have gone to the first view, that is the istitar al-qus and in nazar, that's just the disappearance of the sun from the side. So the fuqahae ghairul imamiyya and the zaidiyya, they went to this viewpoint. And some of the imami fuqaha like Shaykh in Mabsut, Suduq in Ilal and Faqih, and Sayyid Murtaza and the Muhakkik fi Sharai and the Sahib al-Madarik, it has been attributed that they have also taken this view. But the famous Imami Fuqaha have taken the second view as a definition of the Ghurub-e-Shams, that is the Zahabul Humratul Mashraqiyya, that's disappearance of the redness on the east side of the sky. So that defines the Ghurub Shams and the time of the Maghrib prayer. And both these opinions are famous, but the second opinion with the Imamiyya is more famous, or if the other is mashahur, this is Ashhar. And The difference of opinion between the Fuqaha is due to difference of narrations which have been quoted in this Bab. So, regarding the Qawlul Awwal, there are many narrations that are in that regard, and we will also narrate them, that what words they use, and then we will comment them with reference to the other group of narrations which mention that the Zahabul Humratul Mashraqiyah is a time for Ghuroob and Maghrib, and then we will try to make a jama between them, that it is possible to make a jama between them or not, or give tarjih of one call over the other. So, first of all, the group of the first narrations, and that is, for example, the Sahih Zurara an Abi Jafar alayhi salam, Kala iza zalat shams dakhal al waqtan az zuhr wal asr wa iza ghabat shams dakhal al waqtan al maghrib wal isha al akhir. So the apparent meaning from this is the disappearance of the sun, which is opposite to the sunrise or the tulu of the shams, because by tulu is meant that the course, the sphere of the sun has came out from the horizon like a shining circle that can be seen. And by ghuroob is meant that shining circle has disappeared from the horizon, and so that this ghuroob is in opposition to the tulu. So this is mutahakkik, by the tulu is mutahakkik when the whole sphere is visible, and ghuroob is when even the part of the sphere is visible, the tulu is mutahakkik, but the ghuroob can only be mutahakkik when all parts of this sphere have disappeared in the horizon, and some of its associated rays also that lead to the redness on the sky. So in this regard, the Etibar Zahab al-Humra, it can be meant by the Ghuroob and Gabuba, but the first type of viewpoint holds that it is only the Ikhtifa'il course. So this riwayat is quoted by both. Some mean that Ghuroob Shams here means, Ghabat Shams here means that all the associated points of the Ghabat Shams have been established, and the other hold that only just disappearance of the sun. And the second narration in this regard is the Mursala Suduq al-Mutabara, Kala Kala Sadiq alayhi salam, Iza Ghabat Shams, Fakad Halla Liftar, Wajib al-Salat, Wa Iza Salayt al-Maghrib, Fakad Dakhala Waqt al-Isha. So this is the Mursala. In this again, the word Ghabat Shams is used, and both of the groups, they have got two meanings for the Ghabat Shams. So the people who say that it's just disappearance of the sun take the literal meaning of the Ghabat al-Shams in this case. And the other narration is the narration of Dawood bin Farkad an Ba'du Ashabina, and that is Irsal an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam Kala Iza Ghabat al-Shams Faqad Dakhala Waqtul Maghrib Hatta Yamzi Miqdar Ma Yusalli al-Musalli Salas Urakat Faiza Maza Zalika Faqad Dakhala Waqtul Maghrib Balisha Al-Akhira Hatta Yabki Min Intisafi Al-Layl Miqdar Ma Yusalli al-Musalli Arba Rakat Waiza Bakiya Miqdar Faqad Zalika فقد خرج وقت المغرب وباقي وقت العشاء الاخره الى انتصاف الليل. And similarly, the riwayat of Ismail bin Mehran Kala katabtu ila Raza alayhi salam zakara ashabana annahu iza zalat shams faqad dakhala waqt az-zuhr wal asr وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ دَخَلَ وَقْتَ الْمَغْرِبِ وَالْإِشَاءَ الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا أَنَّ هَذِهِ قَبْلَ هَذِهِ فِي السَّفْرِ وَالْحَضْرِ وَأَنَّ وَقْتَ الْمَغْرِبِ إِلَى رُبُعِ اللَّيْلِ فَكَتَبَ كَذَلِكَ الْوَقْتُ غَيْرَ أَنَّ وَقْتَ الْمَغْرِبِ زَيِّكَ. And narration of Abdullah bin Sanan an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam Kala Sametuhu Yakul Waqtul Maghrib Iza Gharabat Shams Faghaba Kursaha. And the riwayat is Urara Kala Abu Jafar alayhi salam Waqtul Maghrib Iza Ghabal Kurs Fa'in Raita Bada Zalika Wakad Salaita U Iddat Wakad Salaita Adat Salat Wamaza Somuka. So these narrations, they are mentioning about the Ghurub-e-Shams, and the meaning of the Ghurub-e-Shams is different with the two group of opinions. And similarly, the Mursala, another Mursala from the Suduq, Kala Abu Jafar alayhi salam, Waqtul Maghrib Iza Ghab al Qus. And the Riwayat Ali bin Hakam, Amman Haddasahu an Ahaduhuma alayhi salam, Annahu Suila an Waqtul Maghrib. فقال إذا غاب كرسيها وقلت وما كرسيها قال كرسها فقلت متى يغيب كرسها قال إلى نظرت إليه فلم تراه. And another narration from Abdullah bin Sanan عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال وقت المغرب من هنا تغيب الشمس إلى أن تشتبك النجوم. And the روايات of إسماعيل بن فضل الهاشمي عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله يصلي المغرب حين تغيب الشمس حيث بغيب حاجبها. والمراد من قوله عليه السلام حيث بغيب حاجبها, it means that the last moments of the sunset which are appearing as the hajab, or the hajab may mean the sakatul qurs, or the hajab may mean all the end points. So then the time after Salatul Maghrib has come. And similarly, the Riwayat Abi Basir عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال وقت المغرب حين تغيب الشمس. And the روايات عمر بن أبي نصر قال سمعت أبا عبد الله عليه السلام يقول في المغرب إذا تواري القرص كان وقت الصلاة وأفطار. And the روايات سماع بن مهران قال قلت لأبي عبد الله عليه السلام في المغرب إن ربما صلينا ونحن نخاف أن تكون الشمس خلف الجبل أو قد سترنا من الجبل. قال فقال ليس عليك صعود الجبل. So its dalalat is to the istitar, and if somebody has doubt regarding the ghurub, that whether it has come or not, then the maghrib is taken in the meaning of istitar al-qurs by one viewpoint, and that's established by the his and nazar. And that is, if in the case of a mountain it comes and the sun has disappeared behind that. So the meaning that the maghrib is in the meaning of tajawuzul humra an kummatul ras al maghrib, that the redness on the sky has disappeared up to the level of the field above the head, so its tahakkuk is not established by this narration, but the other narrations, they establish its tahakkuk. And the presence of sun behind the mountain mentioned in this narration is with reference to the as-sa'ud ilal-jabal, that rising towards the mountain, then that has no effect for the shams. So it can not be applied that the royatul qus aslan, but it is the nafiul ijab saudul jabal here which is meant apparently. And here the apparent meaning are referring to istitar or the ghaibatul qurs with all its associations, are only just the istitar, which is the differentiation of the meaning of ghaibatul shams. And upon the second opinion, that is the istitar, that is the ghaibatul shams, which is meant by the zahabul humratul mashraqiyya, that disappearance of the redness from the sky of the east side. So they have got many narrations that also indicate for that, and we will also narrate those of them. One of them is the riwayat Burayd bin Muawiya, which has been narrated from Qasim bin Urwa an Abi Jafir alayhi salam, qala iza ghabat al humra min hadhil janib, yani min al mashriq, faqad ghabat al shams min sharq al arz wa gharabaha wa qad rawaha fi fil wasail fi salasat al mawadi min bab wahid. So it has been narrated three times in one chapter, and there is a little difference of words between the three narrations, but all the narrations are taken as the riwayat-e-wahid that's narrated by Burayd, and Burayd is the Burayd al-Qasim al-Mazkur. And in there is small difference of words. For example, Asqata qawluhu alayhi salam min hazal janib, the word is dropped in one of them, and in one narration the word, instead of min al-mashriq, the word nahiyatul mashriq is used. So this is again narrated from the Abi Jafar alayhi salam. And in one narration it is narrated from the both, and in other narration it is narrated from the Ahaduhuma alayhi salam. So these small differences, they does not mean that this is Ta'addud al-Rawaya, but they all mean that it is the Wahdat al-Rawaya that is coming here. But there is objection which has been raised to this narration, like the Zawfi Sanad by the Qasim bin Urwa, that its tawseek is not found, and the Zawfi Dalalat, they have commented that the meaning of the Mashriq here is the point from which the sunrise starts, not it is the Nahiyatul Mashriq, that the direction of east with in opposition to the west. So it is the point from where the sun rises from the horizon. And that is the some of the narrations refer to the Mashriq with this view also. But the Mashriq is the view that's opposite to the Maghrib or West. So the meaning of the earth as a sphere makes it that it is the Irtifaul Humra on Nuktatul Mashriq, that it is the movement of redness from the east side, because the earth is like a sphere, and the Zahabul Hamra and Kumatul Ras, so that's mentioned in the other narrations, can find a support from this narration also. And the Ittifal Humra from the specific point cannot be finally deduced from this narration as the only possibility of meaning. So this is like an Amara for the establishment of the Ghurub-e-Shams, and that is by the Mushahida, which is غير متجسرة للمكلفين. So the things which is available for the مكلفين needs to be meant here, and that is the disappearance of redness from the sky on the east side. And this irad can also be repelled, that which is the irad of the sanad, that this narration is narrated from Ibn Abi Umair Anil Qasim. And Ibn Abi Umair, which is mentioned here, his marasil are taken as acceptable. And if the marasil of Ibn Umair are taken as acceptable, so the Zawfi Sanad is gone. So interpreting this narration with the reference to the Humra, so that does not can not only relate to the point of the East, and it is actually related to the Ghurub Shams and Sharq Wal Gharb. So Ghurub Shams from Sharq Wal Gharb, that is the Majmool Arazi Al Mutasawi Mal Ardil Musalli Min Hais Al Uf, and that that needs to be defined with reference to the night and the day. So these Ufaq which is meant here, or this Gabubat Ushams which is meant here, so it can define both, and it cannot negate the Zahab al-Humrat al-Mushrakiya. And similarly, the Riwayat is also narrating that it is the Ittifal Humra by the Talazum between the Ittifal Humra from the east side and by the Ghurub al-Shams Binahw al-Itlaq. That the Itlaq also says that when there is sunset, so there is the rise of the redness from the east side. So the Ghurub al-Shams with reference to the east and west, it leads to the point that probably the most probable meaning over here is the Zahab al-Humratul Mashraqiyya. Because if only the Sukutul Qas is meant here, so there is no need for establishing this Amara, because the identification of the Ittifal Humra, the rise of the redness from the east, so that is something that can be identified as a final establishing point of Ghurub and not just the Sukutul Qas or Istitarul Qas. Even if there is with reference to the Jabal or Tal, so with reference to both, so this will be the defining point over here. So the tafsir of this riwayat with reference to its application only to the point of east, the redness arising from it, so it cannot be taken as the final interpretation. And there is another hadith, Mursala Ali bin Ahmad bin Asim an Ba'du Ashabina an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala samaytuhu yaqul waqtul maghrib idha zahabatil humra min al mashriq wa tadri kayfa zalik qultu la qala li anna al mashriq matallu ala al maghrib haqaza wa rafa yaminuhu fawqa yasaruhu wa idha ghabat hahuna zahabat al humra min hahuna. So in this istidlal was meant here, it's like the previous narrations, that it is the word mashrik is used here, and it's not dealing with the word janib or nahiya or other words, and the only zahurul lafz fir mashrikul urfi is the east side, and it's not only the point of the sunrise. So the meaning from the east side will refer to the humra or redness and its disappearance, and this talil is raje, it's more preferable with reference to the earth being as the sphere and the Ashraful Maghrib, Mashriq al Maghrib. So the relationship of the Zahabul Humra is the famous meaning in this regard, and the Ghurub in this meaning is more clear here with reference to the earth being as a sphere, but the riwayat is mursal, so that is a defect here of the sanad, so that may be improved by the itizad from the other narrations. And similarly, the Musla Ibn Abi Umair, that is from An Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Kala Waqt Sakutul Qus wa Wajubul Iftar min As-Siyam an taqumu bi hazail qibla wa tanfuzu wa tanqudu al-humra allati tartafi'u min al-mashriq fa idha jaazat qummatu ar-ras ila nahiyat al-maghrib faqad wajib al-iqtar wa saqat al-qurs. And this is the most clear narration that indicates about the time of the ghurub and the time of the iftar, and that is the disappearance of the redness from the east side to the points that it is upon the its vertical to the head of the person who is standing under the sky. So that defines the Maghrib. So it is for the iftar, and it's not only the Saqat al-Qurs which mentioned. In its sanad, there is Sahal bin Ziyad, but that does not matter because this is one of the Murasil of Ibn Abi Umair, and the Ibn Abi Umair, its Murasil are considered as acceptable. Because the Musla Ibn Abi Umair means that it may be Mursil with reference to the Ravi, Alladhi Nakaloha an Abi Umair, and also the Ravi al-Akhir. So if it's not mentioned, it's Mursal also, because the Itibar al-Musla means that Annahu la yarvi wa la yursil illa an sika. That's about Ibn Abi Umair. فَكَمَا أَنَّهُ لَا يُرْسِلُ إِلَّا عَنْ سَكَى كَذَلِكَ لَا يَرْوِي إِلَّا عَنْهُ. So that from the both sides, this marasil are protected. And Sheikh said in his kitab, Kitab al-Uddat, that سَوَّتَ الطَّائِفَ بَيْنَ مَا يَرْوِيهِ Muhammad bin Abi Umair wa Safwan bin Jahya wa Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Abi Nasr al-Bazanti and the other Sikat who have been identified as biannahum la yaruna wa la yursaluna illa amman yusika bihi. And accepts the sanid of these people and the marasil of these people when they have got infrad in the riwayat also. So there is only regarding the objection of the dalalat that cannot be here objected here, because the words are very clear that there is a redness is seen on the east side after the sunset, and when it rises towards the west till it reaches the point that's vertical to the head of the person. So this Umratul Mashriqiyya here, so that is clearly defined here. So some people have tried to object it that is it tahumratul mashriqiya or the humratul maghribiya, but the words of the narration are very clear here, because it is the word humratul maghribiya cannot be applied here, because that humratul mashriqiya, which has reached to the level of the head toward the west side, is the point that's clearly mentioned in this narration. And similarly, the objection in its dalalat about the sakatul kurs, so that is the sakatul kurs with reference to the anzar and with reference to the its movements under the horizon, that is established by his, but there are other associated signs also, and that sukut is established, it's by the zahab al hamratul mashrikiya, and there is a delay of 10 or 12 minutes between the two points, so that the sukut here means the al-ufakul hakiki, and that is something which is not just by the mushahida. So the sukut from the horizon, which is taken as al-hissi, is something different, and the zahab al-humra min nuktatul mashrik is the amara for that, for establishing that, and that is the amara shari that has been established by these narrations. And similarly, the riwayat Aban bin Tughlab qala qultu li Abi Abdullah alayhi salam ayu sa'at kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi witr wa qala ala misli mughib wa shams ila salat al maghrib. So in this narration, it clearly established that the Holy Prophet delayed the Maghrib prayer, Salatul Maghrib, by offering the Witr prayers. So the time of the Salatul Maghrib, it has got some delay from the Mughib Shams, even it's meant literally just a disappearance of the sphere of sun. And Munaksha in the Sunnah with reference to the Ismail bin Abi Sara, that's also removed with reference to the Ibn Abi Umair, whose marasid are accepted as mentioned in the Al-Wafi. And as mentioned here that he is not narrating except from the Sikha, and the dalalat for the Salat-e-Maghrib ila Waqt-e-Salat-e-Maghrib with reference to the words of the narration established that there is a fasl-e-Zamani between the Ghuroob-e-Shams and between the Waqt-e-Salat-ul-Maghrib, and that fasl-e-Zamani is, which is meant here, is established by the other narration that it is the after the Salatul Humratul Mashrakiya, its disappearance. So that fasl-e-Zamani is established by this narration, and with the aid of other narrations, so it establishes that it is the Zahabul Humratul Mashrakiya. And then the Sahih Bakr bin Muhammad an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala salahu sa'il an waqt al maghrib wa qala inna Allah ta'ala yaqulu fi kitabihi li Ibrahim falamma janna alayhi al layl ra'a kawkaban qala hadha rabbi fa hadha awwal al waqt وآخر ذلك غيبوبة الشفق وأول وقت الإشاء والآخرة ذهاب الحمرة. وآخر وقتها إلى غسق الليل يعني نصف الليل. And in this narration, some people have objected that the stars and the Humratul Mashrikiya may not have the same time that is mentioned here, because sometimes the stars are visible even before the disappearance of the Humratul Mashrikiya and the, in the time after the Sukutul Qurs. But this is something which is against Vijdan, because in another narration, the Rewaayat Shahab bin Abd Rabbihi Kala Kala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, Ya Shahab, Inni Ahabbu ila Salayt al Maghrib an Araf is Samay Kokab. So it's Zuhur in the Ruwat al Kokab is not with reference to just the Sukutul Qurs or it is Sitar. And that cannot be rejected over this point. So the Imam is referenced to a time after that, and with the aid of other narrations, that time is the Zuhabul Humratul Mashrikiya. And if the mulazma between this, that between the Sukut and between the shining of the star is taken, so that actually indicates the delay from the point of disappearance of the sun, and that delay is taken, it does not indicate that this is the